This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. Gil Alexander, Kelly's behind the glass because Fez is about to join us here. Update on the RBC Canadian Open in the second round. We have a four-way tie atop the leaderboard at 8-under. Brooks Koepka at 8-under par in that group of four atop the board. Also in that group of four, and this is incredible, you have Ryan Fox, who won this last year. He's also at 8-under. Both Koepka and Fox are through 16 in this second round. Then you have Haotong Li also at 8-under, and Ben James is at 8-under. And if you're like, Ben James, who that is? Ben James is making his pro debut after excelling at the University of Virginia. So that would be an unbelievable story if Ben James can continue this throughout the weekend and perhaps compete, dare I say, nay, win his first ever pro tour. Long way from that, but he's in there with Koepka, Fox, and Lee right now at the RBC. We had tweets to be in the book. I just want to read this one because it's very nice here before we get to Fez. This is from Darren Frazier, who says, Unscripted with Crackman on Thursdays and Fridays with Fezzik, hosted by the incredible Gil Alexander and the amazing producer number nine, Kelly Bidlin. Kelly got amazing. I mean, could there, and I only got incredible. I just want to point that out. And maybe incredible and amazing are both great. I don't know. I mean, could there be two better days leading into the weekend? Best days on radio. Let's go. Let's do it. Fezzik Fridays.
Whether it's at the sportsbook or anywhere else in the casino, he's always helping us find an edge. It's time for Fezzik Fridays.
Starring the only back-to-back winner of the Hilton Super Contest, Stevie Fezzik. That's Stevie Fezzik. You follow Fezzik on Twitter at Fezzik Sports at your own peril.
I'm leading with good news here.
Oh,
I was almost late. Because I just met him, young man, for the first time, and his lovely bride-to-be, Carter and Savannah.
Hey, Carter and Savannah.
Is getting married today. They're going to the little white chapel. They're in Circa. And, this is the beauty.
How old are Carter and Savannah, would you say?
I would say 26.
Wow.
All right? They've known each other for 5 years. Just asked for a photo. Just had a great time talking to a great young couple. And so if anyone knows them, take care of them back in Savannah. They're just starting their lives. But the beauty of living in Vegas is that more than any other city, just when you're out and about, you have so many tourists coming into town, whether you be at Circa or whether you're at Caesars or at the Wynn, and if you just talk to people, you get just great stories and great people you get to meet.
Kelly just asked me in my ear, why aren't you officiating the wedding? Do you do such things?
Officiating?
Yeah. No, it's not your thing.
Do I throw a flag? If it's Greg Peterson, Gil and I will go over there and see what we can concoct.
Now that I would go attend for sure. Yes. Wait, Carter and Savannah, let me get this straight. They're on their way to the chapel here at some point today, but they asked to take a picture with you.
Yes,
beforehand.
I did. It's Carter from Savannah. I did not catch his wife's name.
Carter from Savannah.
Yes. What such a nice couple. And he he works for a restaurant. She works for a hospital. It's just It's fantastic.
Good for those two.
Yeah.
All right. So let me just say this before you do anything else. Before the show today, because Crack is unscripted. Fez is... let's just say he knows where he wants to go and sort of lets us know where he wants to go.
Flexible Gil, it's your show.
You hit, let's put it this way. You're the Curb Your Enthusiasm outline guy, like Larry David. There was no script. Ooh. He goes, but I know where I want to go with these scenes. So you're kind of like that. But one of the things you did this morning, which took me out of my show prep brain thing, which by the way, do a little show prep every day. You gave a blackjack... What would you call it? A brain teaser?
Yes. Full attribution.
Yes.
I was asked this at Huntington Press. That's Anthony Curtis, Las Vegas Advisors Company.
Huntington Press.
My son's doing an internship there. And the great James Grosjean, who wrote Beyond Counting,
yes.
he and Richard Munchkin and Bradley Hamilton, like a couple other guys, Anthony Curtis, are like the best blackjack players in the world. And I said, give us a question. And this is such a cool question. And the question is, what is the maximum number of cards, it's not a trick question, that the dealer can roll out and make a 21 with?
What is the maximum number of cards that a dealer can roll out and make 21 with?
Yes.
Okay. And so the first thing I thought of was, well, it depends on the number of decks, first of all.
Great question. Absolutely. Because if it's single deck, there's only four aces.
Right.
We're going to assume six decks.
Okay.
Yes.
Six decks. Okay. Would you like to give the answer now? You want people to have some time?
No, I'm going to give them a little time. And also, okay. and bonus points to everyone out there that says, Fez, I need to know whether the dealer hits soft 17 or not. Absolutely. If you don't ask how many decks there are or whether or what the rules are, you cannot answer the question. However, I did say what's the maximum they could have. So you could have said, obviously, we're going to play four or more decks, so we have lots of aces, and the dealer's going to hit soft 17. The dealer's not going to stop.
Yeah, I know that detail, too. Got
right. I'll give you those two details. And we need those details just to get to the maximum number of cards. So you have 5 seconds to write down your answer. If you haven't calculated yet, you got to just guess.
And
3, 2, 1, close it. So the answer is 13.
All right, walk us through it.
Okay, so, and it's very easy to solve if you're just like a sharp second grader. There's no problem solving.
Okay, stop with the sharp set. This is where you start to run amok.
Here's where you go. Well, okay. You obviously want to use up ones. You don't want to use up five. You want to use small cards. So seven aces. Boom, 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 boom. You have seven aces. Now you're at seven. Dealers at soft 17. They're not going to stop because we don't stop at soft 17. Now we got a problem. If we hit one more ace, the dealer stops on 18, okay?
Right.
So they have to hit with the five. So we've got seven.
Flesh it out. Also, a two doesn't work.
A three doesn't work. A four doesn't work.
And a four doesn't work.
Because they'd make 18. Excellent. 18 right. to 21. It has to be a five to keep going. So now we got seven aces. Now we got a five. And now the dealer's got 12, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Here come the aces again. Ace, 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 ace. Four more aces, all right? We had seven before. Now we got four more. We used 11 aces. The dealer's now at 16. One more ace, and the dealer's going to stop. So now that we got to get...
Because at that point, it is not a soft 17.
It's a hard 17. So, boom, the dealer has to hit with a 5 again to get to 21. So you used two 5s, used 11 aces. You're at 21. It's 13 cards. And what's interesting, if you ask AI, I'm always telling my son, AI can be really stupid. It cannot solve this. It just short circuits.
Seven aces, a five, four more aces, and a five is the correct answer. 13 total cards.
It seems impossible that a dealer could turn over 12 cards and not be done. But you can have a 12-card 16, and then you go to 21.
Yeah.
How does that help us?
How does it help? No, then it just gets our brain going in the morning.
It's one of those sort of questions. It's like that Wall Street could ask you. You know, they have like the quants, and they come in for the interviews. And these are the sort of questions. If you can answer questions like this, all of a sudden, you can find advantage betting spots in sports betting that have similar type of logic.
I think it's awesome to like get your brain going with stuff like that. I'll push back again. First of all, a sharp second grader should not know the answer to that because you shouldn't be playing blackjack if you're in second grade. Let's start with that.
Well, you can practice.
You can practice.
Yes.
Yeah, we talk about practice. Yes. You want to practice. I love that. Do you have other ones like that that you throw at your son?
Oh, my favorite, because the World Series of Poker's in town. And I don't know if Crack is listening. He'll love this question. So you've got your two hole cards. You've seen the flop, the turn, and the river, okay? And a man declares, I've got three jacks. I have the nuts, okay?
He declares this.
He says, and he does indeed have three jacks. And he says, I have the nuts.
Does he say, I do declare?
Like Charles Chip back to Savannah, back to the South. Mm-hmm. Is he correct when he says he has the nuts? Are trip jacks ever the nuts? And if not, what is the worst hand you can have after the river that you indeed do have the nuts? And I will provide the answer, okay? Mm-hmm. What do you think? Do you think trip jacks is ever the nuts?
No, by you asking, I'm going to say no.
Spot on.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. If the board, the community card's 2, 3, then the next card has to be a 7, because if the next card's a 6, you can make a straight with a 4, 5. So it has to go 2, 3, 7, 8, and then if it's a jack, someone could have a 9, 10, they could make a straight. So the run out has to be 2, 3, 7, 8, queen. Can't make a straight. Say no flushes are possibly out there, but on that board, pocket queens would make trip queens, which would indeed be the nuts. The worst possible poker hand you can possibly have that and have the nuts, it's trip queens.
You would be a fun dad in this regard, like giving brain teasers to your son through
through actual practical things like blackjack and poker?
I do it all the time with my son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does the wife frown upon this or does she encourage?
She does not participate, but she encourages. And what I marvel...
Does she say, Stevie? I'm assuming she calls you Stevie. Does she say, Stevie, maybe give him another example outside of the betting world?
Outside of the math world, outside of the sports and gambling world. But the problem is, if you had like a Venn diagram...
Yes, we like the Venns.
I have very small circles. I don't know much about the Sopranos. I don't know much about like other things. So I tend to like focus on certain things I spend a lot of time with.
By the way, Venn diagram. Who's that? Was it named after a Mr. Venn?
You would think it would have to be, right?
And by the way, what a flex that is. Like, I got a diagram named after me. He walked around life. He was like, yeah, I got a diagram named after me. Would you like to have a diagram, something like that? If you had to choose anything you had named after you, what would you like to be?
You know, we always, on our group text, we take credit for things that maybe we didn't invent.
Philosopher John Venn.
Really?
Yes.
So Gil Alexander came up, a special investigative report of ANG indicates that the World Cup did indeed start yesterday.
That's right.
And I steal it all the time.
Yeah.
But to be honest, all the time, I believe I was saying pre-flop.
You are the pre-flop guy.
I was a pre-flop. And I am the numeric point spread guy. I'm the guy that says that the Rams are laying 3.4 against San Francisco. All right. It's like I'm not
saying, oh, yeah, you're the three. Oh, of course, you're the 3.4.
Or a total is 43.75.
But interesting that you claim preflop, huh?
I never heard it before.
Interesting.
But maybe somebody else independently. And now everybody does it. And derivatives. We were talking about derivatives. This goes way back to Stanford Wong, when I was doing stuff with him.
Hi, my name is John Venn. I have a diagram named after me. More with Fezzik on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with Visa Pro.
Numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Whether you are tuned into basketball or hockey, the action is nonstop, and Polymarket lets you cash out before the final buzzer. Unlike your typical sportsbook where you're locked in the second you place your bet, Polymarket gives you control of your position the whole way through. See the game shifting? You can lock in your edge early. Download the app and get started with a free $50 bonus using promo code BUZZ at Polymarket. That's B-U-Z-Z, BUZZ. Trading not available in all jurisdictions. Check local regulations before trading. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Gil Alexander, yesterday on the show, we went through a bunch of Polymarket sort of visuals on NBA Finals MVP. We did Conn Smythe. We also showed the World Cup futures with over $2 billion in play in that market alone. Steve Fezzik is here with us once again for Fezzik Fridays. So what is your prediction market pie looking like now in terms of how much of what you bet?
Oh, my goodness. I am so far behind because we're in Nevada.
Yeah.
And they just don't let us play, all these places. Like, my favorite one of them all, and I'll say I have no affiliation with them. But right now it's novig.com because they don't have any fees. So, like, there'll be a baseball game, and it'll be, like, minus 245. Plus 244. There'll be a 1 cent straddle on a huge favorite, and you play. You're not the market maker. You're taking a number that's offered by someone else, and then there's no other fees. Most of these other books have very attractive pricing compared to the traditional sports books.
All of the prediction markets have very attractive pricing compared to traditional sports.
Almost all of them, yes. But like I think from memory, like ProfitX, it might be 2% or 3% or whatever. I love the contrast.
ProfitX had a big day yesterday, sanctioned now by the Commodities Exchange. Mm-hmm. It's going to be less than 2%.
Oh, that's fantastic. And, one thing that's very interesting to me is the contrast in the marketing. Because, they're very similar. Polymarket, ProfitX, you should have an account with both of them. Why not? Great places to be investing with. But ProfitX would have commercial and say, save up to 15%. Okay, that would be like their... And I was like, you can save like 75%.
That's right.
By contrast, Polymarket's like fire all your other sports books. Just trade with us. And the truth is probably somewhere in between. Don't, like, because you never know, depending. Like, if you're going to play a WNBA first quarter, you're still going to need that traditional sports book. You know, that it's not going to be on these, at least initially on these markets. It's just not going to have the depth of trading available, parlays and other things that you're going to be able to have at a traditional sports book. So have them all. Why not?
Yeah.
Shop them all.
Just to be thorough, Novig also applying for CFTC regulation. So we'll see how that changes things with them, if anything, as well. And if you're, you know, and they all sort of boast different sort of things. You know, one of the things about Profit, like very liquid with the NBA and golf, like it's a very Kelly Bidlin kind of profile, NBA and golf.
Mm-hmm.
So super awesome in those two sports, in all of them, but those two in particular should be noted as well. But yeah, do we have, guys, do we have the Polymarket visual yet on this? This is the USA-Paraguay game tonight. Just to give you an idea again, right now I got the mic stand in front of me. USA is at 46%, the draw at 30%, Paraguay at 24%. But again, those all, if you wanted to put in sports mode as Kelly does, they then shift into what we know as normal betting parlance, pluses and minuses.
Which is absolutely the way to do it. Show the American pricing, show the minus 122 yeah. plus 117 or whatever it is, along with, you know, the percentages. And then so depending upon how your brain is wired, and if you never want to convert into the metric system,
yeah,
you know, and you want to go feet and yards, you've got that option. And I'm a feet and yards kind of guy. I've been programmed so long in the American pricing.
But if you're really serious about sports betting, and again, Nevada's an exception to the rule, but generally you have got to be involved. And I will say this as we evolve. I mean, we're still in the embryonic stages of all of this, mm-hmm. really. Clarity in pricing will become a thing with each of these as you move forward.
Right, because right now, people, if it's unclear what the commissions are, you're really not sure what you're exactly laying because yeah. you're not sure, is it 2%, is it 1.5%?
Some of them are word salads at
market
this
makers, yeah. market takers. So it's complicated, and even like some social influencers get confused. They bet the wrong side of games because they're not used to
it. But give the baseball example, just to give a real-world example, because you love to always give a price on a baseball game.
Right. So what's do Milwaukee? So is it Mizutowski?
Mizorowski.
That's the guy.
Sure. So Mizutowski is not scheduled. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
He's a stud. Milwaukee's a huge favorite. So in traditional sports books, it's somewhere around like minus 240 plus 210. Okay. 30 cent straddle. And it really shows, and I know, and I love Base Winner. He does a great job, but he's still giving out like these big parlays. Milwaukee minus 240. No. We are not. Stop. Cancel.
You cancel.
We are not betting Milwaukee minus 240. Why? Because on these prediction markets, what's this? If there was
what's
no
this?
Big at all,
yeah.
it would be like minus 226 plus 226. By the way, when I say the fair line is Milwaukee minus 226.
Oh, another one of your pet peeves
All your guests do this. I want to choke slam them, Undertaker.
Choke slam?
Yeah, well, I make the fair minus 226. What does that mean? Does that mean it's minus 226 plus 226? Or does that mean minus 226 plus take back plus 200? You have no explanation. Nobody asks any questions. I'm just supposed to know. Even though when I ask 10 experts, 5 think that they mean it's minus 226. And 5 think the actual Novig should be like minus 213. So
you know what I appreciate about what you just said? You said all the guests do it so that you're protecting the innocent. Or you're protecting the innocent because there's really only a couple who do that. Yes.
Right. Or when someone says, I make the line 3 fair. Or I make the line 3 even. How about you make the line 2.9 or 3.1 so everyone understands what you're talking about?
That's right.
Or say, I make the line minus 3, minus 120. What does that mean? Does that mean it's like, I mean, what's the other side then? I mean, I prefer to always show the no vig line.
Any other grievances you'd like to air
But the key point here, yes, but on a later time.
Okay.
Wishnev. So the minus 226 is what indeed you'd break even, laying minus 226 or taking plus 226. On a betting exchange, you can probably bet Milwaukee minus 228. So that's 2 cents off the Novig number. traditional sports books minus $2.40. Now, it looks like, hey, whether I pay $2.40 or $2.26 for my fries, what difference does it really make? But that's the wrong way to think of it. The correct way to think of it is on the prediction markets, I'm paying 2 cents. And on a traditional sports book, I'm paying 14 cents. I'm paying 7 times more off of the break-even number. And that's where you can really see that you're just getting hammered with the extra vig in the traditional market.
Let me ask you, this is probably an unfair question, but I'm curious what your opinion is on such a thing. Let's project forward 5 years. How do you think the landscape looks, traditional sports books vis-a-vis prediction markets at that point?
Great question. I'm not a lawyer. I want to caveat this. I don't understand how any of this is legal. It's you're betting on sports. How can it suddenly just be like supervised by the commodities trading? I think it's going to get outlawed. I think it's because it just doesn't make logical sense to me that you don't need a gaming license. You can just wrap it up like in some separate investment term and be able to bet on the Monday Night Football game.
Not under this president, it won't be outlawed.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to probably get a third and a fourth term if Todd has his way, probably so. Yeah.
I don't know if you know about this little thing called the Constitution, but
that, as Bob Dylan once sang, the times, they are a-changing.
He did say that. Yeah. I wonder if it was about the term limits. probably not. All right, do you have any bets that you're making these days, smart man?
Yeah, let's. That's always the rub. It gets harder. It's easy to tell everybody how dumb they are.
I love all this theory you got, and then when I ask for a bet.
All right. Let's go first quarter. Set up first quarter, the Spurs minus 1.5.
Oh, here we go.
Set up first quarter.
This is such a go.
Go. We are betting the Spurs. Every single person that's watched this series, we watch Wemby, unless the tap is terrible, the Spurs get the tap, and the Spurs lead 10-2, and then the trouble starts, right? So let's eliminate the rest of the game, and let's just play the first quarter. Obviously, you could play race to 15 or 20 points, and it's basically a proxy for the first quarter, and it's a little bit better, but I'll keep it simple. We'll call it first quarter. Minus 1.5.
You know what? I didn't even know you had a bet, and there you go. I thought I was putting you on the spot, but you did have this ready to go.
Yeah. If you get a money line minus like 155, that's better than like on our screen. We're showing minus 1.5, minus 130. So I don't be coming on social media. Fezzik's a Dumbo. Like laying minus 1.5, minus 130. If you had to lay minus 130, just lay the minus 2, minus like the 107 or whatever it is. That's
what's your fair price?
Fair price is minus 1.8. That is the market right now.
Fair price.
Minus 1.8.
1.8, which incidentally you will not find in any sports books. They will not have that up there. 1.8. So minus 1.5, minus 130 from Steve Fezzik. Spurs quarter number one tomorrow night in game number 5. If he must win, the literal must-win situation for the San Antonio Spurs, or else they're going home and we're done with the season.
Not for you, because you are done with must-wins. Now you're just chasing history in the VEASAN Killer Sports Challenge, where Gil Alexander, what are you at, like 68% now?
70%+.
Holy cow.
26-11.
What's everybody else?
You know, y'all playing for second. I don't know. I got to look down and see. You are one of the three playing for second. We'll update the standings next. We'll answer some listener questions for Steve Fezzik, beating the book for all those questions. Coming back on A Numbers Game right here at VEASAN.
A Numbers Game on VEASAN, the sports betting network.
Another reminder about our VEASAN Pro Early Bird Special, the Oily Boy. For a limited time, lock in early bird pricing on our football season special with just $175. Sooner you sign up, the more value you get with full access to everything we do across every sport through the Super Bowl. That means the NBA Finals, Stanley Cup Final, World Cup, plus MLB all summer long. You also get daily best bets, real-time betting splits, AI-powered prop projections, and 24/7 video on the VEASAN Watch app. And on June 22nd, 10 days away, we'll release our NFL Betting Guide 1.0. To attack futures, win totals, division races, and the full season ahead, head to VEASAN.com/subscribe now. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. This is a developing situation in this RBC Canadian Open, and I know we're not quite halfway through the tournament, but Ben James from the University of Virginia has a one-stroke lead over Ryan Fox, Brooks Koepka, Sam Burns, and Haotong Li. And again, this is his first ever pro tournament. He is plus 850 in the live lines right now. with a one-stroke lead. He is through 14. He is not done. He's got four more holes to play here on the golf course. But he is, man, what is he, six under for the round so far. One-stroke lead for Ben James.
Glorious Toronto. It looks beautiful out there. You know what?
You ever been to Toronto, by the way?
You know, twice. So I went to Toronto in the 70s. I loved it. Absolutely loved it. Thought it was the greatest city ever. And I returned in the 90s, and it had gotten so much bigger that it had lost lots of its charm. Maybe I was just jaded because I was an adult versus, you know, being, you know, only being 12 years old.
First, as a pro, it should be pointed out for Ben James here. And if you're wondering, hey, has anybody won on their PGA Tour debut before? Because I was. It is incredibly rare, but it has been done. Russell Henley won his PGA Tour debut as an official tour member of the 2013 Sony Open. And in 2024, more famously, Nick Dunlap won the American Express while still an amateur.
You know, by the way, good parents versus bad parents, don't take your kids to Vegas for summer vacation when it's going to be 110 degrees in July. It's an adult destination.
Don't do it.
Take them to Canada. Take them to Montreal. Take them to, Calgary. Go to the Jasper ice fields if they're still there with all the global warming. I know that glacier's melting. Go to Vancouver, eh? I mean, it's just beautiful. So many great options. Or take them to the mountains, you know, in Colorado.
Toronto, by the way. Beautiful. I mean, smart people. Beautiful people. Just great cosmopolitan city. By the way, just not to leave it out, but when Jason Weingarten used to be on the show all the time, remember the Rose Zhang experience? Rose Zhang won her debut on the LPGA Tour back in 2023. Mm-hmm. So that's sort of the most recent as a professional. So that's what
Jason Weingarten getting married.
Ben, yes, Jason Weingarten, holy matrimony coming up in July.
Looks like my no minus 280 for this decade is doomed. Huh.
Speaking of which, I mentioned Joe Pita. Speaking of lines, first of
all, Joe Pita.
We get tweets, we get texts. Lou Finocchiaro.
Sweet Lou.
Was talking about reacting to my when I was talking about hockey earlier with John Tortorella, go away from Carter Hart. And Lou Finocchiaro texting me, Torts proclaimed Hart his guy when Torts arrived, and Torts is one stubborn Italian. Excuse the redundancy. Lou being Italian himself saying that. But about lines, Joe yesterday texted me before both soccer games. So both soccer matches in the World Cup. Before the Mexico game, he's like, 2-0.
Got the almanac.
Then the Korea game, he's like, 2-1. So he decided, he goes, first of all, this is, I think, the more interesting thing is, he said, okay, what is the line? I can't find it right now. What is the line you would put on him having, what is it, over 2.5 of these? Kelly, where did I see that?
By the way, Joe Pita, of course, the author of Trading Bases, former Wall Street trader, one of the sharpest guys out there, circus survivor, expert, master's golf betting expert, a tremendous asset and tremendous guy also.
And tremendous guy. So basically, he said there are 104 World Cup matches this year. He's already nailed the score of the first two. He says, what are the odds that I will end with two exact correct predictions? He would have said minus 105 plus 105. Now with the adjusted at 2.5 on this. So he may never do it again. But so, if you're wondering, what does he have in this first game today between Canada and Bosnia-Herzegovina? You ready for Joe Pita's score call?
Well, no. What's the match? Tell me who's playing.
Canada and Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Oh, so Bosnia's going to win 2-1.
That's not going to happen, Stevie. Joe is going with... Joe feels it will be a draw after regulation.
Okay.
And just to keep the streak alive, he doesn't know if it's 1-1 or nil-nil, but just to keep the streak alive, he's going nil-nil on this one.
So first half under one.
But he's going with.
I like first half under one.
Yeah. So we could be two and done here, but he's already made his tournament.
The highlight in our group text is when Todd struggled to figure out how many games are played in each group.
Stevie was asking just randomly yesterday how many matches are, because he's trying to figure out a bet, how many matches are played in their entirety in the World Cup. And Felik answered first, and you immediately came back with, I'm going to have to ask somebody else.
Yeah, so basically, like, the logic, yeah. we had an over-under, we had a grand salami on total goals for the entire World Cup, and I said, well, we need to know how many games there are, Well, which you came up with,
right?
And then they said as a proxy for the scoring, we'll just look at the over-unders of the first 24 games.
Yeah.
And if they average 2.3, then we can multiply by the total number of games and then shave off a little bit for low-scoring games and approximate whether the 281 or whatever the number was fair.
Can you answer a couple listener questions?
I'll try.
DJ Jams earlier said he often gets DraftKings FanDuel-ish free bets, $25 to $100. Where if he loses, he gets bonus bets back. He usually throws them on lottery parlays. He says, newsflash, my way is not working. Can you ask Fezzik the best way to actually use those offers?
Lottery parlays. You actually, because you don't get the, you lose the free bet, win or lose, and you kind of want to lose it because then you get more, you know, bonuses. So, you know, firing in on any 10-1 underdog, whether you want to throw in some parlays or just a big, you know, underdog, he's absolutely correct.
I said straight dogs, but you said parlay or dogs are okay for you.
Parlay a couple dogs together. Yeah, okay. get like a 10-1, get a 21 to get a, you know, it's like getting a big boost. So you play the big, whatever you do, don't, the worst way to do it is to play like a minus 200 favorite.
Right.
That would be the worst way.
Real Knicks, I got married in Vegas 20 years ago next month. If I met Fezzik and knew my marriage would end at 15 years, I'd have left my ex at the Flamingo Chapel, taken Fez to breakfast and happily answered gambling math brain teasers. Brian,
we would have gone before 7 a.m. and taken advantage of the $2.99 pancakes at Station Casinos. That's available right now until 6 a.m. South Point is a great breakfast deal. We can get steak and egg at $9.99. Let's do it. Let me know next time you're in town.
Wow, you're like a walking billboard. Brian Heap, I can confirm what Fezzik said about Trip Queens. I had it one night at a Vegas poker room, got rivered after shoving in, and it was the worst beat of my life. It's the one I can never let go of.
I take it the board was not 2, 3, 6, 7, queen.
Biscayne Dogs, Scrabble Star. Gil, I always thought Ocam was a cool guy having a razor named after him. King Gillette is too, of course. Torch D, the one who put the satin in your panties, says, I agree with Fezzik. Love Novig. An unsung hero of the exchanges is being able to bet the no on futures. I made an offer before game one for OG MVP at 39-1. Shocker, someone took it after the game. After game four, I took OG MVP no at minus 251. I don't trust the voters, he said. Interesting. By the way, that's another thing you have to watch out with prediction markets, leaving stuff up.
100%, and then and then things happen. How much do those markets change in that final 14 seconds? By the way, was it just me? Like I didn't watch the game at the end.
You didn't?
No, because it was over. So I was there in person, and I left and went to the Carnegie Deli. Why were the Knicks trying to get backcourt violations? Not once, but twice in the final 10 seconds. Was I the only one? Like, even when they inbounded it. And it was like, and the pass was like all the way to half court. It could easily just dribbled off his hand and the game would have been over.
And the Alvarado one, I think when I was doing the recap yesterday, I think Kelly correctly pointed out, he goes, he didn't know. He didn't know that how lucky he got.
Yes.
He didn't know what the rule was because both of his feet were above, the ball wasn't, so he got away with it.
I spent, my son was educating me and he's like, no, that's fine. But it's like, obviously you're compromised. And why would you foul someone who was like clearly in serious trouble with what they were doing at that point? Strange.
Mikey P, minus 1.8 is the first quarter line. It almost sounded like we were talking about first quarter Asian handicap markets. And then Warrior 013, PSA, moving forward, all of my tweets will reference either clotted cream or go.
Yeah, so it's a great point, because my decimals don't work in soccer, because like when you're betting a soccer total and you say that the total is 2.25, that doesn't mean over 2 minus 140. It doesn't mean under 2.5 minus 140. It actually means half of your bet is at 2 and half of it is at 2.5. So don't use the Fezzik decimal spread in soccer betting because it won't translate correctly.
Want to tell your boomer story in 30 seconds?
Yeah, I'm struggling. I went to, you guys were talking about like bets to make it boomers. I went over there and they have no rotation number, so the ticket writer can't find the bets that I want to make. And I literally, and they were very nice in their time. I'm like being a Fezzik. I'm like, why can't you just put the rotation numbers? Why when the Super Bowl has prop bets, would you like have the line will stack 10, 20, 30 deep? And they were like, oh, because the software developer doesn't, there's no possibility to put the rotation numbers. Fire them immediately and get someone that has like actually bet sports before.
My God, fire came out of your mouth right there. I was a little worried. Stevie, put the glasses back on. Let's relax a little bit. Thank you. Appreciate it. Steve Fezzik, everybody. At Fezzik Sports on Twitter. God help you if you follow. Coming back, we'll recap the bets next on A Numbers Game here at Feast.
Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
All right, let me try to clarify the golf thing. Because,
let's do it.
Because every time you ask AI,
let's clarify
we get a different answer. All right, so Ben James leading the RBC Canadian Open by a stroke right now. He's through 15 in his second round. Ben James playing his first tournament as a professional, first tour start as a pro.
Yeah.
Which is important to note that distinction, which I did not do a good job of earlier, because
it's like his seventh overall tournament,
right.
I think.
But it's important to note that because when Michael Brennan won in 20, what was that?
Just this past fall, right? 2025, 2024.
Oh, now I never already lost it. Anyway, now, listen, here's the deal. No, Nick Dunlap. When Nick Dunlap won in 2024, he was still an amateur.
Yeah, he was still in college.
So he didn't make any money.
Right.
Okay, so this is why,
yes,
if James wins, he's making money.
Ben James, I believe, just officially graduated University
Correct.
Of Virginia. So pretty cool in about a week, 2 week span. Graduate, show up for your first PGA Tour event as a pro, and guess what? As a pro, you get to take home every single dollar.
So that's the first clarification. The other clarification is not really a clarification because we can't get a straight answer on when this has been done before. Now, Trip Tepper letting us, giving the nod, Trip Tepper, Michael Brennan won his first PGA start, the Bank of Utah Championship in 2025. But then Russell Henley also won his PGA Tour debut in 2013 at the Sony Open. That says it was the first time in 12 years, but then I can't find out who did it 12 years before that. We do know that in 1988, Jim Benepi
sure.
won the 88 Western Open. So it's rare is what we're getting at. If James can hold on to this, by the way, Sam Burns just tied him for the co-lead
to
close out the second round.
I don't know if you're seeing the same thing I am, but that one is phrased as the only player in PGA Tour history to win his first ever career start on tour.
Well, he was the first player to win his very first PGA Tour start as a pro. He was the first one.
I just see first start as first start.
Oh, no, I got it. First start as a pro.
Okay.
Anyway, there's only a few of them. That much we think
very,
we
very
know.
Very limited, yeah.
Yeah. So it happens when you do this on the fly. Reminds me again of that time when I was doing morning radio in San Francisco and I had David Alan Greer on and I decided to do show prep 5 minutes before his segment by looking at his Wikipedia page where it said he was doing a Farrakhan musical.
I love that story by you.
It's one of the greatest moments ever.
And don't get me wrong. First, to win at your first start, period, more impressive, but I'd rather win seven starts later and take home every dollar.
100%.
I mean, like Nick Dunlap, it's like, let me...
By the way, don't you think if you're an amateur,
yeah,
let's say you're leading on the back nine on Sunday an amateur.
This was a conversation with Nick Dunlap.
Oh, yeah.
When that tournament was going on, it was, do you pull out of school right now?
You didn't. Well, I wasn't even going to go there. What I was thinking was, in your head, are you thinking to yourself, man, this would be great, and the next thought is, man, this would kind of suck?
Yeah. I also don't know. I think there is. I think they have to declare that stuff before a tournament begins. But now, you know what's kind of sad?
Yeah,
he wins. He wins that tournament, right?
No.
So Nick Dunlap now is a regular invitee. I don't think he's playing well enough to be a full-time member of the PGA Tour right now. But you win an event, you get exemptions for a ton of future events, right?
Yeah.
2026 and even last year was pretty brutal for Nick Dunlap. It is. He's got a T61, a missed cut, 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 a T17 with a partner at the Zurich, T24 in Myrtle Beach, a missed cut, a T60, and a T... Well, he's currently T138 at this tournament. So it's like you might get invited to a whole lot more tournaments, but your game might not be at that level yet.
Well, he'll always have the American Express in 2024.
That's right.
Spurs to win the NBA Finals 19-1. Still alive. You think when we come back on Monday, you think we'll still be alive in the NBA Finals?
Great question. No idea.
Do you think we'll be alive in the Stanley Cup Final, the NBA Finals, both or neither?
One is alive.
So brave. Ladies and gentlemen.
One of those will still be ongoing.
Good.
I don't know which, but no, I think we described it well earlier. If you've got a great feel for a side tomorrow night pregame, good on you. And these have been so close down to the wire, I'm not getting involved.
Yeah. Spurs to win the NBA Finals 19-1. Ole Miss to win the College World Series resumes. Does college baseball today. Got them hotty-totty to win at 20-1. Cubs most wins in June. Yeah, that ain't going to happen. 12-1. Behind the eight ball already because of the soaring Marlins. My World Cup bets, Morocco to beat Brazil tomorrow, plus 458. USA, stage of elimination, round of 16, exactly, 3-1. Group C, exacta, finishing 1-2 exactly. Morocco, Brazil, plus 650. Group F, exacta, Netherlands, Japan, plus 270. Group G, exacta, Belgium, Egypt, plus 140. Group J, exacta, Argentina, Austria, 1-2 at plus 140. Golden Boot, Mikel Oyarzabal of España at 11-1. And the FIFA Young Player Award, Lamine Yamal of Spain at plus 155. You, sir.
I have Spurs first quarter laying 1.5. Myself and the great Steve Fezzik on that one. So I am involved in this game tomorrow night, first quarter, though, and then a bunch of series bets to wrap up on the Spurs. Spurs series, Knicks game one in Spurs series, Spurs to win series in 7. So we'll be rooting those on. And then NBA draft, Aaron Peterson, first overall pick, plus 350. Cameron Boozer, third overall pick. Minus 125, bet these a few weeks ago at this point.
You're off the week of the NBA draft.
I am. I will not be here. I will not be here.
Dustin Sweetelson and me.
Really? Dustin in for every single day while I'm out?
4 of the 5 days.
Okay. Like it.
Is that true, Danny?
And Wyatt Tomchek helping out.
Yeah, Wyatt Tomchek on the assist. Yeah,
we always love to hear.
Yeah.
I believe Zach Cohen is going to be doing something on the air for the NBA draft.
Nice. Look forward to that.
I believe.
Sorry, I didn't mean to slow your roll.
I think it might be getting discussed in a meeting we're having right now.
Okay.
Norway, laying a goal and a half, minus 164 against Iraq. This is like 3 days from now, something like that. I don't know, Gil.
good job.
Right, yeah.
Good job on your part. Oh, my God.
And then the futures. France to win it all, 5-1. France quarters, 125. Portugal to reach the quarters, plus 125. Belgium to reach the quarters, 2-1. Norway to reach the quarters, plus 235. Morocco to win Group C, 4-1. Belgium to win Group G, minus 238. Colombia to win Group K, plus 260. Curacao, lowest scoring team, plus 650. Converted penalty kicks over 55, and Erling Haaland over 3.5 goals.
Norway plays on Tuesday, by the way. Sweet Tuesday bet.
Yeah, it's a Tuesday. Sweet Tuesday bet, man.
Dave Ross. Hey, you don't talk UFC Freedom 250 without talking about it with Dave Ross.
That's right.
He is on, actually, the one on the bottom is the main event. Ilia Topuria and Justin Gaethje over 1.5 rounds from Dave. Then the co-main at the top, Cyril Gane, minus 110. Try not to poke somebody in the eye, Cyril. Sean O'Malley, he's using as a parlay piece. Michael Chandler's the big dog at plus 495, and Josh O'Keefe by KO at minus 120. That is Sunday. Yeah, Sunday for UFC?
Sunday.
The rare Sunday UFC.
Yeah. I'm not exactly sure why, but...
Chris Velika's World Cup bets. He's got plays in every game. So today, Bosnia-Canada. Canada over 13.5 shots. That's total shots, not shots on goal. Shots. Then tonight, USA-Paraguay. He is on... halftime draw, full-time USA win, plus 420. Got to do both of those to hit that. Tomorrow, Qatar, Switzerland, Brielle Mbolo, anytime goal, minus 105. Brazil, Morocco, both teams to score, yes, minus 105. Haiti, Scotland, Haiti, under 3.5 corners at minus 136. Australia and Turkey, Kenan Yildiz, shots over 2.5 shots he's got at plus 115. That's Kenan Yildiz. Also, his World Cup futures that he added today. Switzerland to advance further than Austria, minus 250. Remember, if they tie, it's a refund. Colombia to advance further than Uruguay, minus 185. Belgium to advance further than Norway, minus 145. Argentina to advance without conceding. Without conceding a goal, 6-1. Curaçao, 0 points at minus 155. Spain, 9 points, plus 110. Iraq, 0 points at minus 110. Spain have to hit, so they win all three, in other words. Stevie Fezzik, matching your Spurs first quarter bet, minus 1.5, minus 130, to round it out.
Sounded like he objected to the juice that I gave him there. I don't really know what he got it at. That's what I got it at, though.
The what that you gave him?
The VIG, minus 130.
That's what I thought you said. Okay, just curious. Ladies and gentlemen, Kelly Billen. What's your feel? Let's ask it again. I'll give you the answer to mine. How many of these, will we have both Stanley Cup, will
both the Stanley Cup Final and NBA Finals still be here when we return
on
Monday.
I'm such a jerk, by the way. You ask these questions, I don't ask them back to you.
No, it's okay. Will neither or will or one of the two? I will say one of the two, and it's going to be the NBA.
Would you be more shocked if we had zero or both?
I would be more shocked at zero.
Me too.
Yeah.
So we can take that into the weekend.
Okay. There you go.
I'll be more surprised if we're sitting here Monday talking about both of these being done.
Please, for the content, something.
Yes.
Although, wall-to-wall soccer,
that's
baby.
That's right. A lot of soccer. Those guests are coming.
Joe Pita exact scores for 3 hours on Monday. We've done all we can do. Prop Points is next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.